And I don't know graphic design. They were like, no, how about you just stick to your degree? And I was like, I don't think this is right, but okay.
Yeah.
And I asked like multiple people if I could take graphic design classes as my elective. Right. And I was like, I don't understand why I just can't take it as an elective.
You're saying in college or in high school?
In college.
Okay.
And they were like, I think you should just stick with 3D animation and modeling. And I was like, okay, but what if I have questions about graphic design? They were like, just ask a graphic design student. And I was like, cool. And my school was actually hosting a job interview for graphic designers. And I was like, you know what? I think this would be a really great opportunity to just go in for like a mock interview. Like, yeah. I'm obviously not going to get this job.
Right, right.
But yeah. I think it'd be a really good experience for
By
me.
By the way, this is just for anyone listening. Like, one of the best things in the world is a job interview for a job you don't really want.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was such a good experience.
You can say anything. Yeah. You can see responses like, the best thing in the world is the job interview for the job you don't want because you've got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, okay, this will be a good experience for me to just see like what professionals are looking for and how I should act in an interview. So I went in and interviewed, and it was like the weirdest still to this day, the weirdest interview I've ever had.
Till after this one.
We'll see. But so I told him like straight up, I was like, I am not a graphic designer. I am focused in 3D animation and 3D modeling. And he was like, that's okay. We do stuff like that too. And I was like, really? And he was like, well, not exactly, but we do have a 3D model, which ended up, he showed me a picture of it. It's a 2D picture of a pie chart. And he's like, this is a 3D model. And I was like, that's not 3D, but okay. And,
you should hire me and you'll make the difference.
Yeah. And I guess he like realized that like I wasn't really in it to be a graphic designer. And then he was like really cool and like super chill. And he showed me pictures of like random Photoshop stuff that he did like in the office for fun. And I was like, wow, this is like really casual and cool. Like I thought job interviews would be like really intense and like really nerve wracking. And at the end of the interview, I like shook his hand and I was like, that was really interesting. Like, cool. I did it. That was like my first professional interview.
Yeah.
And then that was like a week before I graduated. And I had sent out like maybe 100 applications for like 3D animation and modeling, like throughout the United States and in Canada and overseas. And I was like, okay, I'm totally going to get something.
Something, yeah.
I didn't get a single thing. And I was like, yo, I am so stressed because I did not want to be like a server for the rest of my life because I'm really socially awkward. And serving is just not good for people who are socially awkward.
You did that all through college?
Most of it. So I did it I did like service industry junior, senior year of high school and then all of college.
Okay.
And because I was a cashier for junior and senior year of high school.
So, okay. I don't want to get away from your story. I want to come back to that though, just because I just talked in the previous interview, we talked about how serving like was such an important part of like learning about.
Oh my God, it really is.
And so like,
and like being a better person.
Yeah. I would derail what you're saying, but we can come back to that in a minute just because I thought that would like, it's interesting the way that plays out for people who serve for a while. But so you were doing that. You don't want to do that. You're not getting job offers.
Yeah. So
places.
I like hit up David because I like remember reading online, like it's really good to like send a thank you letter afterwards. And I was like, yo, I'm like a week late. I probably should have done this like the day of or the day after, but I mean, whatever.
I don't know what the etiquette is.
I don't know. I read online that it was like the sooner the better.
I think it's like, is it like the 3-day rule? Like a date? Like,
oh my God, just like, that makes sense.
Back in. Like,
that makes
I don't
want to
seem too desperate, but I don't
seem like too chill.
Yeah. How do you time it?
Yeah. So I did that like a week afterwards when I was like freaking out, and he hit me back up and he was like, oh my gosh, hey, I've been so busy. Do you actually want to, wait, what did he say? He wanted me to? No, because I just immediately got the job and he was like, yeah, do you want to work with us as like an intern? And I was like, yes, absolutely. Yes. I would love to.
Sure. Yeah.
And, my first day I like walked into the lobby and I was like, I don't know where I am. Because they're like a building, or they're in.
Do you want to plug? I don't know their feelings. Do you want to plug the name of the business? Like, you don't have to. I don't know if they'd want that or not.
I don't know if I should.
Okay, no, that's fine. We're talking about it in general terms. Like, you know,
yeah, that's true.
Fine.
but yeah, so I like looked on the directory of the building because there's just like one small office and like this big medical building. And I was like, I don't think this they're in the medical business, but whatever.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything. And I like call them and I'm like, I don't know where you guys are. I think I'm in the right building, but at the same time, I don't see you guys on the directory. And they're like, oh, that's because our name on the board isn't like the right name. And I was like, okay. That's cool. So
you're like working for the mafia.
Yeah, like, right. And I was
like, Shell Corporation.
I was like, that's promising. Yeah. But yeah, I went up and it was like a totally fine experience. It's just like the entire time I started working there, I was YouTubing everything. Yeah. Like I was just constantly on Google, constantly on YouTube, just like, what is graphic design? Question mark. And yeah, so that's how I spent like most of my day. Like probably out of 8 hours of the day, I would spend like 5 hours Googling stuff and like doing tutorials.
So, and that's the company you still work for?
Yeah. So I started off as an intern.
Okay.
And then I got the full-time gig.
And it's been 3 years?
Like 3.5 years. So I started in like January of 2016, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That I'm just thinking how funny that is that it's the job you didn't think you'd get. And you didn't entirely want. Just trying to like learn just some
practice,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then now you have the job. Could you have gotten the job without going? What school did you go to? I don't even know where you
The Art school. Institute. I would not recommend it, by the way, guys.
They've got like campuses everywhere.
Yeah. Right? So like, they do, but they don't anymore because a lot of them got shut down. So like the branch that I went to got shut down. The one in D.C. got shut down.
Okay.
And then, like, I think 50 other campuses got shut down throughout the United States.
Are they connected to, like, the art institutes? Like, when you go, like, the Art Institute in Chicago, it's, like, an awesome museum.
No,
like,
no, they're not connected.
Like, so it's a separate entity.
Yeah.
But a
it's
very,
tricky, though.
Very
you,
convenient
yeah.
name. You know, there's a
yeah.
lot of,
they, I feel like they
a lot of credibility that comes out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no credibility in, like, the art industry with the art institutes, I realized. Because I was talking to a lot of people that are, like, in the same boat as me or people who were in the industry. And like, I followed a lot of Facebook posts and apparently a lot of like studios, if they see like the Art Institute listed, they're like, nah, like this applicant is not like
so,
up to par.
Okay. So, but you finished school there
mm-hmm.
and then that is where you got the interview through like a
yeah.
job fair or something.
Yeah.
So would you have gotten this job if you didn't have a degree?
See, I don't exactly know because of the fact that they all know that I am not a graphic designer and
mm-hmm.
they only took a chance with me because they liked me in the interview.
Right.
So like in that aspect, I feel like I probably wouldn't have gotten that interview because the Art Institute hosted it. But at the same time, I technically wasn't supposed to interview with them.
Right.
I kind of just like slipped
in. It's 62% of people with a college degree have a job.
Yeah.
Mostly unrelated to what they studied. Like,
mm-hmm.
really, you know, a college diploma has more to do with, like, signaling.
Exactly.
The kind of person you are. I'm dedicated.
Yeah.
I can manage my time. I'll
yeah.
show up. You know, because in the end, most people have a job. I mean, yours is related.
Yeah.
Know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somewhat.
It's, like, art related, yeah.
It's just not the specific thing. Like, I obviously use my English degree, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, but tons of people don't. So, I'm just thinking if you're spending half or more of each workday for the first however, you know, many days, weeks,
yeah.
months.
It was like a year, like a couple years that
yeah.
I still Google things to this day, like
yeah.
honestly.
So do you feel like you have essentially taught yourself, like you've almost earned a graphic design degree
oh, like,
on your own?
Without a doubt, I do feel like I have learned enough to almost get a degree, but at the same time, maybe not, because I don't know like the actual lingo of everything.
Right.
I do with like 3D animation and modeling, but not so much with graphic design. And there are a lot of like basic foundations that I probably don't know or like probably should know.
Right.
That I kind of just like skip.
Okay.
But yeah.
So if you not, you know, it sounds like you have a solid setup, but like if you were gonna apply for another job or something, would you be more likely to pursue something in 3D modeling and 3D art, or would you stick with graphic design?
I would probably have, like, if it was up to me, I would love to go into 3D modeling and animation,
right.
but I'm so far behind in everything now. It's been, like, 3.5 years since I've really done anything, like, productive in that field.
Right.
And so, and like that field just is constantly making huge strides, like month by month. So I don't think I would be up to par with new graduates that are coming out right now.
So essentially, like, your resume is going to be very important, a recommendation. Like, if it, at some point now, 5 years, whatever, being able to have a recommendation from your boss or having a strong resume would be very important because on the one side, you have a thing that you like that you're good at or were good at, but you're not keeping up with the advances.
Yeah.
And on the other side, you have a thing that you're learning and getting very good at, but you don't necessarily have like formal credentials for, you know, and so you're sort of like in between two things.
I mean, luckily a lot of people, that are looking for graphic designers don't really, unless I'm working for a design firm, they don't really know the logistics of everything. So when they read like media arts and animation, they kind of just think, oh, that's basically graphic design.
They don't know what they're asking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I can probably just like slip on by with that aspect, but yeah, I mean, I technically don't have the formal training to be a graphic designer.
Yeah, that's a funny running theme. Like in people I've talked to, just sort of kicking ideas around, trying to figure out like what I want to talk about if we do a podcast. And then talking with Eric in the first interview, almost every person that I talk to, you know, most of these are off recording, just sort of, you know, playing around. There's an unbelievable amount of people who are essentially like Googling their way to degrees.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, you know, obviously I'm a teacher. Like I believe school is great or can be. It's not always great. But it like, it really has me thinking about like, what are we doing if so many people can just look it up?